Tupac Shakur once said, "We are the roses, this is the concrete. Don't ask me why, thank God, ask me how." Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Noan El Boricua. Let me tell you, I've taken about 5 different intro takes. It's been a little bit tough to try to get this going. I just hit myself here. All right, it's just a hot mess. All right, anyhow, Fiel Pasión Friday, where it's all about cultura, faith, y conexiones. And one of the things really, I guess in a good way, yesterday I was supposed to record, but there was a lot of noise where I'm at, so it was really hard to be able to try to get really good capture audio. As Think Media, shout out to them, they always say that 50% of your video is audio, so yo, I gotta make sure that we have the right audio for each and every one of you. Now, I kinda wanna open up, I actually quoted Tupac, and I actually had the chance, living in LA, one of the greatest things is just seeing so many different artists and creatives, but more importantly, kind of like the birthplace, not the birthplace, but kind of like a good stakeholder in hip hop, because I got to give props to New York, you know what I'm saying? But a good stakeholder when it comes to the West Coast is Los Angeles. And the reason why I say that is because there's currently in downtown LA, this great museum by the Tupac Shakur Estate, where you get a chance to be immersed in just going into, you know, when we talk about nostalgic moments, I don't think we understand the importance of storytellers and history and the journey of who Tupac ended up becoming. And I know for many of you guys, it's really understanding that. And I want to give a shout out to Dantrell and his son DJ. We have the opportunity, and DJ, you're the reason why I actually quoted that quote, because there's a point at, you know, in the journey and the experience where you get to see a rose, and hence why many of you may or may not know that famous quote and line by Tupac. And I thought just to have Dantrell's son so immersed and soaking it in, it's something that I would highly recommend. I think the exhibit is done sometime in August. It's been up since earlier this year in 2022. If you haven't had the chance, maybe, I don't know, let me know if you guys want me to do like a journey and a recap of the trip. But yo, shout out to Tupac and the estate. Amazing work that was done. In that, I find out that Dodgers, Mike Brito, a Cuban great, almost 45 years in the Dodger organization. He passed away. I'm gonna talk about what it means of being a scout and the importance of that, but I kind of want to open up because there's something that, you know, really when we think about the journey and what we do as leaders, as professionals, as aspiring professionals, or as aspiring, like a lot of times when we think about big picture, a lot of times we get the opportunity to, again, as I kind of last week's video talked about, this is the mid-year checkpoint. I'm on vacation right now, staycation, and I have a chance to kind of reflect. And something that we need to understand is that doubt is always a natural part of growth. Again, doubt is a natural part of growth. And it's how we grow and gain this confidence in ourselves. So I'm not gonna lie, it's like, I don't wanna put the AC on, I'm sweating, man. All right, it's really understanding how do we go forward and remember that in all the doubt and fears that we have, that it shall pass. But more importantly, as I wrote here, we all have periods in our lives where we question whether or not to continue on. Can you relate? It's a fear that's hard for many people, and la verdad, including myself, yo también, at times, but it becomes like una oportunidad, an opportunity that if you're brave enough, you take whatever comes your way, and more importantly, you use it as fuel for growth. No pun intended. Hence why you need to fuel your pasión in order to grow. And the only person that can make those decisions with us is ourselves. So when doubt arises, yo, can you just please remember, and including myself in this, what has worked before? What is your MO that allows you to refocus and to be able to go forward in your goal? Look, I don't know what your goal is. It could be, you know, I don't know, like exercise goal. It could be entrepreneurial goal. It could be a relationship goal. It could be your spiritual growth in God, kind of a journey. Like, whatever that looks like, own it. Lean into it. Because you will see that you'll be able to go forward. Look, we're all there, man. And I think for me, one of the things that I love about, like, scouts is that scouts need to look for a player's potential. Now, when we think about the world of sport, the NFL and basketball, they're kind of known, but a lot of times we don't understand baseball. And the reason why I wanted to bring up, my grito, you know, famous Cuban scout, and he was inducted into, you know, Cuba's Baseball Hall of Fame, and just so many accolades that I know that you guys should just go and check out so many sport outlets and social media to immerse yourself in that information. But I know Juveniles once said this quote, real talk. He said, many individuals have like an uncut diamond where they have shining qualities beneath the rough exterior. And I share that quote because maybe you're a rough diamond, but you know that there's these shining qualities. The question is, who is the scout in your life that can bring out that shining quality? Because can I tell you, Mike Brito did that by signing a 19-year-old Fernando Valenzuela while he was in Mexico, which he was supposed to be scouting for a shortstop in baseball, saw this player, this pitcher, by the name of Fernando Valenzuela. And we could say the rest is history. That Fernando mania, and really this is something, shout out to my boy Tim Ramirez, we talked about, and there's a great 30 for 30 that talks about Fernando mania that really changed the culture, la cultura, because see, Mike Brito saw the shining quality. Mike Brito saw that sometimes you need to seek it in places where maybe other people at that time did not really seek out these great quality players like Mike Brito. And what Mike Brito did in Mexico is really just open the floodgates of all these great athletes in Latin America and today even beyond, to be able to seek these rough diamonds and to be able to find the qualities and you showcase their skill sets to the rest of the world and the fans. Not only did he find Fernando Valenzuela, look, a really good example of a rough cut, of a rough diamond, you all know, my Dodger fans, baseball players, you all know who I'm about to say. He found Yasiel Puig, who is a very well-known player within the Dodger fan base. Right now he's playing overseas. I'm hoping he comes back to MLB. All that to say, if you've been looking for a moment to say, can I lean into my fears? Can I lean into my doubts? 100% you can. All I ask is that you surround yourself with the right scout. Did you hear that? The right scout to be able to bring out those qualities. And then the rest comes along, the coach, the GM. And that's the beauty, like when we think about like the pillars here at Fio Pasión, those conexiones, the connection, like that scout has to have a really great relationship with the general manager of the team, and they come cohesively to understand, to then partner and understand the bigger vision of the needs of the team, and that scout goes and seeks it out. Somebody has seeked you out. The question is, have you answered the call? And if you've been willing to lean into the fear and just own that you have the greatness within, because God created you to be one unique person. All I ask is that you feel that pasión. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I have for you guys. I hope you guys enjoy it. And we just gotta lean into it. And Mike Brito, thank you for doing the work that you've done. And so many people only knew you as the guy that held that, you know, the radar gun for the pitches, but we know that you've done so much more for the game and really for the la comunidad latino-latina. I want to say thank you for opening those big doors and for us to be able to reflect the importance of making sport that daily habit that is part of the cultura, and how do we continually grow this together. So that's what I have for you guys. Como siempre, check us out, FioPasiónPodcast.com. And my hope is that you guys are enjoying a great summer. Yo, remember, like I said before, it's not how you start, but it's how you finish. And we still got the second half of this year. I'm excited to hear so much more of what you guys have to do and plan. And yo, let me know. Put it in the comments. Shout out, I think it was Caesar that you actually said, holding me accountable of getting back in shape and hosting a run club. I'm going to hold you to that, man. I might have to hold you to that. So you got me thinking. But more importantly, Thank you to my leaders. Thank you to my mentors, all that you guys have done and continue to do. And for my teams, look, no one's perfect. We all make mistakes, but we continue to go forward. We learn, we grow, and take someone with you so that they can be able to be inspired as well. Ladies and gentlemen, como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.